HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I'm the mayor of HeidiTown, the place for entertaining information on Colorado festivals and travel. Last month, I forgot to tell you about the August recipient of the HeidiTown Gives Back campaign, so I thought I'd tell you about them and this month's recipient as well. Last month's recipient was Lucky Dog Rescue out of Colorado Springs. I was so impressed with this organization in part because of their online transparency. All of their yearly reports are available on their website at bealuckydog.com/rescue. And while some animal-related nonprofits receive tons of publicity for helping during the Black Forest Fire, Lucky Dog quietly housed dogs that had been displaced during this traumatic event. At the end of August, I covered the Community Service Awards at Candlelight Dinner Playhouse. This is an annual event where Group Publishing out of Loveland hands out awards to nonprofits in Northern Colorado. I've been covering this event for a local newspaper for a number of years, and it's always enlightening and very moving. There are literally hundreds of nonprofits helping people and animals right here in Northern Colorado. Many never make the news, but they continue to help in quiet anonymity. At this event, I happened to sit by two young ladies who are part of the GACCCO Girl Scouts troop here in Fort Collins. These impressive high schoolers told me about their current campaign to raise funds for a zip line at Mountain Meadow Ranch in honor of former troop member Tate, a special needs child who passed away in 2011. Tate loved zip lines, and the GACCCO Girl Scout troop is the recipient of the HeidiTown Gives Back campaign for September because of their tireless work to help keep Tate's memory alive through a new zipline and challenge course that will be built at Mountain Meadows Ranch and will be handicap friendly. You can find the Zipline for Tate project on Facebook or read about it at HeidiTown.com. So now, let's move on with the rest of September. Again, this is the month for Oktoberfests. They're happening all over Colorado, including in Loveland this weekend. This is a beer festival with Oktoberfest as the impetus of the event. More information can be found at lovelandoktoberfest.com. Fort Toberfest is also this weekend here in Fort Collins. Fort Toberfest is a celebration of bikes, beers, and bands. 15 bands will be in Old Town Square on Friday and Saturday, including the much-loved 12 Cents for Marvin. Participants in Fort Toberfest are encouraged to ride their bikes downtown. Learn more at downtownfortcollins.com. This weekend is also the 5th annual Steamboat October West. Starting on Friday and running all weekend, this event features an I Love Beef cook-off and much more. If you missed my blog post on HeidiTown recently, I have a write-up about my culinary adventures in Steamboat Springs during All Arts Fest in August. Before you head up to the boat, check out this post to learn about all the best places to eat in town. I'm heading up to Leadville this weekend to ride the Leadville, Colorado and Southern Railroad. They have a special photo train this weekend, and I hope to get lots of beautiful photographs of the changing leaves. There are still spots available on this special train ride. Go to leadville-train.com for details. On the last weekend of the month, there's a sweet little event happening in Carbondale. This is the longest-standing annual community event in Carbondale and occurs on Saturday, September 28th, and features a parade, barbecue, live music, and of course, lots of potatoes. It's Potato Day. The first celebration of the potato harvest in Carbondale took place in 1909, so go to carbondale.com to plan your trip to this historic Colorado small-town event. Greeley Oktoberfest is also the last weekend in September, and the event has undergone a name change this year. It's now Oktoberfest. Over the years, in addition to the German music and ambiance, there has been a growing specialty beer presence at this festival, including a VIP tent. So the festival organizers decided to update the name. This large fest takes place September 27th and 28th in Lincoln Park. Learn more at greeleydowntown.com. Also, a couple of things I want to squeeze in so that you have them on your radar for the first weekend in October. I want to give you a heads up on a really cool event coming to Fort Collins on October 3rd through the 6th. It's Magic in the Rockies at Lincoln Center. You heard me. It's magic. While this is a conference for real magicians from all over the country, there are shows open to the public during the event. Watch HeidiTown closely for more information or go to magicintherockies.org for a detailed event schedule. Also on Saturday, October 5th, it's Birth at Oktoberfest, the festival that I co-founded and MC. We truly keep this one as authentic as possible with German music playing all day and German food and games. You can learn more by joining Birth at Oktoberfest on Facebook, and of course, keep an eye on HeidiTown for details on this little genuine Oktoberfest. I am completely out of time, but for more of what's happening around Colorado this September, follow Heidi Town on Facebook, Google+, Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter, or subscribe to HeidiTown.com. Thanks for listening.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.